USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a ceremonial swearing-in of the newest Supreme Court justice, President Trump offers an apology to Brett Kavanaugh and his family after a brutal confirmation process.
Those who step forward to serve our country deserve a fair and dignified evaluation, not a campaign of political and personal destruction based on lies and deception.
Kavanaugh had been accused of past sexual assault during the confirmation process, the president giving his opinion last night that Kavanaugh was, quote, proven innocent of those allegations. Currently, Category 1 Hurricane Michael expected to be a Cat 2 or 3 when it makes landfall in the Florida Panhandle on Wednesday, tomorrow. Governor Rick Scott says it could be the most destructive storm in that region in many years. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travel on.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
More now on Hurricane Michael, currently Category 1, but expected to strengthen before hitting Florida. Florida Governor Rick Scott making an impassioned plea to state residents to take the storm seriously.
Hurricane Michael is forecast to be the most destructive storm to hit the Florida Panhandle in decades. This storm will be life-threatening and extremely dangerous. We're expecting 4 to 8 inches of rain, and some areas might see 12 inches of rain. This storm will bring torrential rain to most of the Panhandle and Big Bend, which means flooding will be a major issue. Again, prepare for major flooding from this storm. Hurricane Michael will bring deadly storm surge to many areas, even those outside the path. The National Hurricane Center is forecasting storm surge to be between 8 to 12 feet, 8 to 12 feet, between Indian Pass and Gulf County and the Crystal River, 8 to 12 feet.
The storm could later dump unneeded rain on the Carolinas as well. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
If you're on Facebook, you probably already know there's another hoax going around. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
This latest hoax involves users being made to believe their accounts have been cloned with a message that says the cloned account has been making friend requests. The user is then told to forward the message to all of their friends. Well, the chain reaction that's caused has led to hundreds of thousands of people receiving the pointless messages. While there have been instances of cloned accounts looking to pilfer personal info, the social network says that's not currently a major problem on the site. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Investigative journalists said they had uncovered the identity of the second Russian man accused of poisoning former Moscow spy Sergei Skripal. The suspect, previously known as Alexander Petrov, is actually Dr. Alexander Yevgenievich Mishkin, a trained military doctor that's employed as an undercover officer for the Russian military intelligence. Last month, they identified the first suspect, originally identified as the name Ruslan Borsharov, but his name is actually Antonoli Chapiga. British authorities charged Borsharov and Petrov with the March poisoning of Skripal and his daughter, in which they were attacked with a nerve agent, Novichok. Officials say the substance was spread on the doorknob of their Salisbury home. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.